A major insurance company has announced it's pulling out of Maine's individual health insurance exchange for 2018. Anthem says the market is volatile, federal guidance on the Affordable Care Act is changeable, and it's not clear what cost-sharing payments will look like in the future. As Patty White reports, that leaves about 28,000 people who will need to find a different plan and just two insurers left to choose from.
Anthem spokesman Colin Manning said in a written statement that planning and pricing for the individual marketplace has become increasingly difficult due to a lack of federal guidance and certainty. Manning specifically pointed to the uncertain future of cost-sharing reduction subsidies. Those are federal payments to insurers that help lower the cost of their plans, among the reasons for Anthem's exit. But Steve Butterfield of Consumers for Affordable Healthcare says the situation could have been avoided.
I think what it underscores for us is, you know, what a self-inflicted wound this is from the administration and from Congress not to take action to stabilize the market before now.
Anthem had been grabbing a growing share of the individual market in Maine, from 7,000 enrollees in 2014 to more than 28,000 this year. That's nearly a third of marketplace enrollments. The company's departure from the exchange leaves just two players in the game, Community Health Options and Harvard Pilgrim.
There is research that shows that competition lowers premiums. So while premium rates are set for next year, we do worry about, you know, in future years, if there continues to be reduced competition, what that could do, to premiums.
In the immediate future, Morgan Hind of the Maine Health Access Foundation says thousands of people are going to have to switch plans, which may have different coverage areas and doctors in their networks.
One thing that is of concern is that some people can be auto-re-enrolled in their plans without if they don't do anything, they're just auto re-enrolled. And if they have an Anthem plan, they can't auto re-enroll, but they won't know that if they don't go sign into healthcare.gov and look at their options.
Consumers will have less time to do that this year. The Trump administration has shortened the enrollment period, which used to run from November through the end of January. The end date is now mid-December. And the administration will also shut down the Federal Exchange website for 12 hours nearly every Sunday during open enrollment. Community Health Options has experienced its own turbulence in the ACA marketplace. Maine's insurance co-op has historically covered the most enrollees in the individual market, but had to freeze enrollment a couple years ago after higher-than-expected claims led to millions in losses. But CEO Kevin Lewis says after adjusting payments, the co-op is on stable ground.
We certainly have capacity to take on additional members, and we look forward to the opportunity.
Though Anthem will step away from the exchange, the company didn't pull out its stakes entirely. In three counties, Aroostook, Hancock, and Washington, consumers will be able to purchase Anthem's gold-level individual plans off the exchange. There are no federal subsidies available for consumers with those plans. And Steve Butterfield says there's a reason Anthem is doing this.
So if Anthem left the individual, or any carrier, left the individual market entirely in Maine, it would be 5 years before they would be allowed to offer plans in that market segment in Maine again.
Keeping that toehold, says Butterfield, leaves a door open for Anthem to re-enter Maine's individual insurance exchange earlier if it should choose to. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.